Welcome to the Tripod, where we break down the NRL every game, every week from a punting perspective. I'm Jacob Wynn. We also break down State of Origin. That's what it's all about this week. Wednesday night, game one in Sydney. Special episode tonight. Got a bunch of contributors, some former legends of the game that have got 15 years of Origin Series experience between them, as well as a few of your favourite tipsters from the group, all sharing their key factors, their predictions for the game, some long shots and some best bets for this matchup as well. Let's get straight into it by setting the table with the odds and the marketplace, thanks to our sponsor, TopSport.
Hey, Tripod family, the Origin is only a couple of days away. Very exciting time when we've got round one on our door, game one on our doorstep. And we obviously have had this market up for a long time. We opened it at 8.5. That was back before Latrell got hurt and obviously Turbo got hurt more recently. So it shifted significantly all the way throughout the course of the year. Once the team list came out last Monday, we opened it at 3.5, and there was a heavy push in New South Wales at the -3.5 and also at the $1.65. So now we've got a flat four weather. Market looks pretty solid at a flat four, so I would suggest there's a good chance that it will stay there come game time on Wednesday. The boys have been putting plenty of work into getting all their markets up. We've got close to 400 markets available on the site. We've got a stack of player performance markets, all their usual NRL ones. We've got a stack of try-scoring options, so check that out. We've got a couple of unique ones, especially for the group here as well, with a winning mood one with 2 out of 4 try-scorers. And then also we've done a unique market where we've got the total player performance scores for all the different states or regions in the NRL. So for example, we've got four options. We've got Penrith as a standalone. We've got Sydney, where all the Sydney teams are gonna be grouped together. The Queensland teams are gonna be grouped together, and other. So the other includes, and they're all listed on the website, but obviously your Melbournes, your Newcastles, your Dragons, your Warriors and Canberra all get grouped into that other section. So check all that out, see where you can find if we've made any little errors anywhere and get involved. And I'm looking forward to the game. I think it's gonna be a beauty. I'm gonna stick with my boys, the Queenslanders. I'm gonna say it's gonna be a very tight game. I'm gonna go a 16-12 scoreline to Queensland. I'm looking forward to it, and we will see who comes out on top. Enjoy the game, guys.
Thank you, Tristan. We'll talk more about those unique markets later and where there's some value to be found. But right, on the show tonight, as I said, Robbie Farah, Trevor Gilmeister, guys that have actually been in the cauldron, they're going to share the way they see the matchup. We've got Podonis with his breakdown, some value tips. After that will be The Undertaker, Dane XV, and I'll share my own tips as well. If you're watching this, I am going to lay all the graphics across the screen. You'll see the lineups, you'll see some bets. It could be a good way to watch, but if you don't want to see my face, you're listening, hopefully you'll be able to follow along. Everyone says their bets, and hopefully you'll tell when the voice changes, you'll figure out who's speaking. But basically, lots of voices, collaborative show, and let's get straight into it. First is Robbie Farah talking about how important game one really is.
Yeah, I think game one's so crucial. I think when you look back at Origin history, I think generally the winner of the series comes from the winner of game one. That's been shown over many years. And it's a massive advantage for us having it here at Homebush. So it's a massive game for the Blues. You know, we have to win game one. There's no two ways about it. You know, you don't want to be down 1-0 in the series, which means regardless of the result in game two, yeah, the best you could hope for is going to Suncorp for a decider, which you'd like to avoid if possible. So, yeah, our best chance is to make sure we win game one, and then we go to a neutral venue in game two at Perth before the decider at Suncorp. So, I think the fact that it's in New South Wales, I think, gives us a massive advantage. I think we can get the win. Game one, look, I think it'll be tight. I think probably 22-18, New South Wales. I think both sides have got some points in them. I think defense will be key. Everyone always says, saving a try in Origin's more important than scoring a try. So, we're going to have to be on our game defensively because Queensland have so many threats across the park. And, the scary thing for us this year is, the Queensland players and Queensland teams have all come into this series in great form. The Cowboys are doing really well. The Broncos are doing really well. The Storm are doing really well as well. So, whereas last year, the Queensland players were all out of form coming into Origin. So, they're going to be a different proposition this year. So defensively, we're going to have to be really strong. Yeah, likely try scorers for New South Wales. I think you always look to the outside backs. I think Katoni Staggs in his debut, he can be a real threat. He's been in great form. For the Broncos, he's just an X factor out wide. Again, Daniel Tupou, I know everyone's talking up the threat that Queensland provide with the high ball, but he's such a big target for us out on the wing. So I'd like to think that any opportunity we get to put up a high ball out his way, you give yourself a chance to score in a try. So yeah, they're probably the two main men for me. And in Origin, I like back rowers scoring tries. I think in Origin, you score playing through a side, not always around them. So our back rowers there on the edge, and Cam Murray, Tarek Sims, I think they're a chance at odds to come up with a try. Man of the match, it'd be hard to go past one of the key playmakers, probably Cleary or Tedesco. I think when you look at those guys, they're going to have a big influence on the game. I think Tedesco is a big one because no doubt the best fullback in the game, in my opinion. And coming up against Kalen Ponga at one, who isn't really in the greatest form for. Hasn't been in the greatest form for the Knights. So I think that's the one advantage that we have is that, if Teddy can have a red hot game, I think he'll cause a lot of problems for the Queenslanders.
Queensland, shock horror. But it's the traditionally the first game is a bit of a bash and barge-a-thon a little bit because everyone's a bit angst, got that anxiety about not wanting to make a mistake. So and they're all still trying to feel each other out as well, and the different players in different positions. So I reckon it'll be like something like a 24-20, 22-18, something like that around those score lines. But I don't think it'll be too much in it. It'll be a cracker of a defensive game, and who can get those little minutes and spaces in the game and make the most of them, and hopefully it's the Queensland team. Cameron Munster as well, I think he's going to play a huge role in this game, obviously with DCE as well and Kalen Ponga, but Cameron Munster at the moment, he's in super form, and hopefully he can continue that form in to this first Origin game. As I said, the outside backs are always and he's in great form too. After coming back from the NFL, Val Holmes is what he's won. Dane Gagai is a try scorer. He has done it for years, for Queensland. But Cobbo and Xavier Coates, I mean, I wouldn't be surprised that one of them DCE puts a kick, to one of the corners, and you see one of those big units just leap in the air like the AFL boys do, bang. Try time, I mean and that's probably why Addo Carr's probably not in the side for New South Wales. But I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if that happens or Cameron Munster does the old like he's gonna dummy and step off his left foot like he does and go through the middle and score himself. So that's a chance as well. Yeah, I just mentioned him. I think Cameron Munster's in for a huge series, I think he might even win the Wally Lewis medal, throughout the series. No pressure, Cameron, but he's in great form, so they've got to stay healthy, throughout the whole series. And very rarely use 17 players or 18 players, mate, a lot of the time, because Queensland, mate, we had a lot of people injured and busted, before the series last year, so we were scraping a team together really last year. If Cameron can stay healthy for the Storm in between games as well, I think he'll be a bit of a standout, I think.
Evening, lads. Sorry I couldn't be there to do the preview live with Jacob tonight, but I'm excited to break this game down because it is such a fantastic spectacle and it's one of my favorite days on the sporting calendar. And just to get a bit of housekeeping out of the way, just because it is such a high-profile event doesn't mean you have to force yourself to bet and find an angle. If you don't believe there's value or an edge, the best bet is to stay out because your money's worth the same, whether you're betting on $1.60 on the Blues or you're betting $1.60 on Manly on the weekend. You get the exact same return. So Let's get that one out of the way. And to the game itself, we've seen in the past few years that there's been a pretty big gap between these two sides in terms of their talent, but I feel that that's closed a lot this year. I've spoken about that on last week's show with Turbo and Latrell out, and I feel that the Blues have copped some criticism over the last week or so with Adokar being dropped, opting for Wyden in the centres, and sticking with guys like Sims and Frizzell. And I think that's contributed to this perception that they're a bit weaker and vulnerable in past years, but to me, this side is still pretty stacked and it is an elite unit. And when I match up the two sides on paper, as much as I fully respect guys like Munster and Evans and Ponga, I think that the Blues are slightly better across the spine. And for me, Cleary and Tedesco are going to be the two best players on the field. And I also slightly favour their back row with Yao and Murray, because for me, they're guys that would walk straight into this Queensland team. But the same couldn't be said the other way around, I feel. And if I look at the outside backs and prop and the interchange rotation, if they cancel each other out, then to me, there's a slight edge to the Blues. And when I look at the teams beyond the team list itself, the one word that I can't get out of my head when handicapping this game is stability. And there's something to be said for those combinations, that origin experience and that structure. And New South Wales have that with Freddie and a core group of players that have been there before. They're comfortable with each other. And it's led by the Penrith trio of Luai, Yeo and Cleary. Whereas Queensland are going through their fourth coach in four seasons with Slater. And sure, they want to win now. Everybody does. But there's also an element to be said that they're looking to build towards the future with their team selection, going with a lot of youthful guys and guys in form. And I think that Queensland are going to improve as the series goes on and those combinations do have a chance to develop. But I see the Blues being just a bit too strong for them in game one. And when I look at this line currently sitting at 3.5, it's telling me that both of these sides are even on a neutral field. However, with those factors I mentioned above, I'd probably make the Blues about 2.5 points better. And with home crowds being a lot more valuable than in a regular season game, where we see the home crowd in Origin probably worth 3.5 to 4 points just because they can't influence the refereeing. It's so hostile. That's probably strong enough for me to make the best bet on the Blues at -3.5. And we've also seen return of lower scoring across the year, as we all know. I think that will extend to this Origin arena. There's going to be less penalties, less six against calls, and I think that favours the Blues. And if the game is tied early, then I do expect New South Wales to wear down Queensland and get some separation late. So my score prediction, I'd have it in the range of around 24 to 12. And my man in the match would be Nathan Cleary. Hey, so I've also got two value bets that I'd like to share. So the first one I've got is New South Wales winning margin 11 to 20. That's $5 on Sportsbet. I feel that's a pretty good number for a double-digit win. And then the other one, and you guys know on Tripod that I don't like to give out many try scorer bets because I think it's a bit of a lottery, but one that I found that's pretty decent odds is Liam Martin to be the first try scorer in the second half. That's $31 on Neds and Ladbrokes. So I'm assuming he comes on and takes Murray's right edge. And we've seen how good he can be and how good he has been this season at hitting Cleary's right hip. So I feel that that's a pretty good number if you can get on the end of one of those and hit a hole, and $31. So that's on Neds and Lads. But apart from that, enjoy the game, boys. It's going to be a cracker. And looking forward to enjoying it with you guys in the chat and in the group. Ciao.
Hey guys, Undertaker here, giving my thoughts for Wednesday night's game. Yeah, when you look at the two squads, there's nothing separating these two teams. Look, really fine margins are going to decide the game. Slight edge I give to the Blues is just the creativity and ball playing that New South Wales have with Cam Murray, Isaiah Yeo. I don't think Queensland quite get that out of, you know, Cotter, Kafusi and Capewell. So I think there's going to be, you know, more options of attack for New South Wales, but it's really razor thin. Another slight edge I have for the Blues is James Tedesco at fullback. You know, win, lose or draw, no matter how the game's going, Teddy's going to have 20 plus carries, being absolutely everything. His effort's always there. And I can't say the same for Kalyn Ponga. He kind of seems to drift in and out of games. He can kind of no-show in big spots when the going gets tough and it's not a fast, free-flowing game of footy. So for that reason, I think it's going to be a lower-scoring game. I'll give Blues the edge. And it's must-win for the Blues. It's rare that coming into a game one, you think it's, you know, it's win or you're done. But I think that's the case. The next game's on a neutral ground. I think it's Perth, if not Melbourne. Can't remember. But then it's at Suncorp. So if they don't win this game, I think they're done. So Blues must win. I give the edge to Tedesco on the back rowers. So I'm going to go James Tedesco, man of the match at $8 on Ladbrokes. I'm going to go Isaiah Yeo, $12 man of the match on Sportsbet, that is. Just have half a unit on each, maybe. Try scorers I'll keep away from, but there's a good special on Ladbrokes where you can have Daniel Tupou, James Tedesco, either one of them score at 225. I think that's a really good bet because Tupou's about that price on his own. So they're the looks I'm going to have there. But my best bet for State of Origin is in a same game multi on Sportsbet paying $1.95. And that's New South Wales to win into Queensland plus 22.5. So essentially, we're not backing New South Wales 1-12. We're backing them 1-22 at getting basically an even money price. I think that's an outstanding bet. I do think Blues win, like I said, but I can't see the Maroons getting smashed with these lineups. I think it's going to be really competitive. So that's my favourite bet on the board. So let's go talk player performance. There's a lot of markets out at the moment. I haven't really been able to deep dive too much into them, but I could only look at playing unders in Origin because, you know, it's always going to be a tougher game. It's going to be harder to get points. So two I like the look of, both on Top Sport. I like Kalyn Ponga, under 32.5. Again, like, his involvement's just not with the elite fullbacks. He always looks to hand off the ball to his wingers rather than take the hard runs himself. So to get over that, he needs to score a try or create a couple. I'm going to bank on it not happening. And I'm going to go Katoni Staggs, under 35.5. Same kind of thing. He never gets a ton of metres running the ball, so he needs attacking stats to go over. Again, harder to come by in Origin, so two unders I like the look of there. Best of luck, everyone.
G'day, everyone. Dane here. My thoughts about State of Origin this year, I think it's going to be one. I'm hoping Queensland's going to win, even though I'm wearing a blue shirt. But I think it's definitely going to have to be one up front. I think if Tino and Papali play well, Queensland will go a long way to winning. And probably the bench forwards as well. We know that those guys probably aren't going to be able to put in a full 80 during Origin. So those bench forwards for Queensland are really going to have to play a big part. Hopeful thinking for me, I'm going to go for a score of 24-18 to Queensland. And my pick for this week is going to be a Selwyn Cobbo anytime try scorer. He's matching up against Brian To'o. We know there's a bit of a size difference there. I just reckon those Queensland halves will be able to target that by putting a nice ball high ball for Cobbo to leap over him and score a try.
G'day, Tripod family. It is Tim Moody here, aka the SC Lurker from the Winning Mood Supercoach and Punting Show. Jacobs asked me to come and talk State of Origin try scorers. We have a special market we do week after week in the NRL, which is called 2 out of 3 ain't bad. We select 3 try scorers and only 2 of the 3 need to score for our bet to win. But this week we've got something even more special for you. It's State of Origin. We've got 4 selections and only 2 of the 4 selections need to score. So, wow. And I'm really excited about this. I think it's going to be a higher than normal State of Origin scoring sort of game. State of Origin can be sort of, you know, that sort of 3 or 4 tries max, but I think we can expect maybe 5 to 6 tries in this game at least. And the four try scorers that we're on are both the Blues wingers, both the Maroons wingers. So we've got Selwyn Cobbo, Xavier Coates, Daniel Tupou and Brian To'o. It's $2 odds, max bet of $200. So it's only available through Top Sport. If you're going to jump on, please use the code TRIPOD. Remember to gamble responsibly. If you're going to get around it, please do so. Let us know if you're jumping on. It's going to be a cracker of a game. Go the Blues.
So there you have it. Thank you to everyone. Robbie Farah, Trevor Gilmeister, Matty the Undertaker, Padonis, Dane XV, Tristan as well, the market update. And surprise, surprise, everyone has tipped their own state. And it's one of those events, even though I've really tried to be impartial and I've forsaken my Broncos fandom that I had throughout my younger days for the sake of not being biased for betting on the pod, I've always struggled with Origin. I've reluctantly given out best bets. If I felt great about Queensland, or Alex and I did, we did bet on Queensland. If we really didn't feel good about Queensland on some rare occasions, we did bet New South Wales. Otherwise, we left the game alone in terms of best bets because you didn't need that extra excitement, to be honest. You just cheer for your state, and it's so exciting, as everyone has pretty much predicted. Although Matty and Padonis possibly seeing New South Wales' ability to extend the score late most of us reckon it's a pretty even matchup, and Queensland does come in with a side that looks as competitive as any of the sides they've had in the last four series since Fittler has been at the helm for the Blues. And you know what? My score prediction, I'll be the one person on this show who doesn't tip his own state. I have to give the edge to New South Wales at home. The difference for me, I think Nathan Cleary, his kicking game, his goal kicking, and just his general play, and Isaiah Yeo, and that connection between those two. I'm going to call it 19-18 to New South Wales. My man of the match, I would go Isaiah Yeo. I just think he's flavour of the month, or of the season, really. Everyone now appreciates just how important he is. And at $12 on Sportsbet would be the play. And you know what? If Queensland wins, and I do think it's that close, I'll go Kalyn Ponga. I think he's almost a little bit slept on. I think playing in a struggling side, people don't realise how good he was. He is, I should say. I mean, if Kalyn Ponga is the fullback of the Panthers or the Roosters or the Storm, he'd be regarded as highly as players like Papenhuyzen, I believe. So I think Ponga kind of connecting in the back line, connecting with Munster and with some exciting outside backs around him, can have a huge game for Queensland and can be key if Queensland are to put on points. They're going to need points. I feel like three tries as a minimum is what you're going to need to win this game. And we've also had Timmy speak about our winning mood bet, which I really like too. All four wingers, and we just need any two. And obviously, more than two is great as well. As a double up, definitely think it's a better than 50-50 proposition. So those would be my kind of value plays there. Now, in terms of the unique markets, I'll talk about Dabble first. And thank you to Dabble for giving us that access, that incredible access we get to Robbie and Trevor. They've put up some unique markets for us. Now, one is similar to that try-scoring bingo or that extravaganza, which won in Magic Round. If you do like it, we've grouped the jersey numbers. You got a spine player must score, so 1, 6, 7, or 9. A winger must score, 2 or 5. A centre must score, that's actually the trickiest one, 3 or 4. And a forward must score, 8, 10, 11, 12, 13. You can jump on that and it's paying $2.75. I can't really endorse it too strongly because I crunched the numbers and I had it about a 1 in 3 chance. But then I kind of thought, as each position group scores, there's less time, there's less tries to go around. So I don't know if that one's screaming out value to me, but it could be a fun one if you want to jump on it. But I do have a play that I will share also on Dabble, which is the group to score the most tries. And we've grouped the clubs by regions, and the regions are Penrith is its own region because there's six players playing in Origin. You've got all remaining Sydney clubs, you've got all the Queensland clubs grouped, and you've got everyone else. So as Tristan said before, similar thing on Dabble. So your Melbournes, your Canberras, your Dragons, etc. Right. So the bet on Dabble, the market is which group, which players from which group of clubs will score the most tries. Now, keep in mind this Origin game maybe has got 5 or 6 tries in it, as Timmy said. I think if you can find a group that can even get you 2 tries, that could be the winning ticket there. And I'm going to go the Queensland clubs. I'm going Cowboys, Broncos, Titans to come up with a couple of tries in this game. And I'm looking at, obviously, Selwyn Cobbo, big opportunity. I do think Stags is going to excel on this stage. And even a bit of outside shots, you got your Nanai, you got Capewell, who not only is playing on an edge for Queensland, but I think he slots into the back line if, you know, heaven forbid there is any HIA or injury. I think Capewell's going to have to go in the centres and then they can cover positions from there. And you got some forwards as well that can jag a meaty, you know, Payne Haas even, don't forget, a Queensland club, but playing for the Blues, obviously. Ruben Cotter sniffing around there as well. Big Tino himself. So I reckon we could find a couple of tries from the Queenslanders, and that's at 350. I quite like that on Dabble. It's a dead heat rule too, so you know it could pay a half dividend or something like that. But that's not a bad way to play at 350. If you like Queensland, who are paying about 250 in the game, most of those guys, obviously, Valentine Holmes, I forgot to say, as well in that mix too. So I don't mind that for that region, the Queensland clubs, to provide the highest number of tries in the Origin game. And Toppy have also grouped the players by those same geographical locations of the clubs, and they're going to tally up all the highest, all the player performance props. So if you understand player performance, you'll know all the stats that go into it. Tackles, meters, line break assist, try assist, tries, right? And again, I think Queensland also paying 350, I think, in that market is not a bad play if you like the Maroons or even to keep it close. Penrith's going to struggle because they've only got six. Some of these other regions have got, you know, nine or so players. You've got to also weigh up how many minutes a player's going to play. I think other is the favourite there because you've got quite a few players from like the Storm and even Newcastle, Canberra, who will accumulate big stats. But again, I think the value could be the Queensland clubs in the toppy unique market. That should do it, guys. Please let us know your prediction or anything else you're betting on. Let us know which ones you're getting behind. Thank you again to everyone who contributed. Enjoy the game Wednesday night. Gamble responsibly as always. And we'll catch you Thursday, same time that you used to on a Wednesday, but everything 24 hours later. And there's no Thursday footy. So we'll unpack a little bit Origin 1. Then, of course, we've got to cast our eye forward, try and find some winners in NRL Round 14. But hope you guys enjoyed this special episode of the Tripod. And I'll see you again soon. Lego!